podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. And together, we can realize that we are all more alike than we are different. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of The Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian V. Today's episode is going to be a Q&A Thursday. I asked you on Instagram questions. Anything was up for grabs, whether it's about manifesting, relationships, story times. And I'm so grateful for all your submissions. Thank you to all the questions you guys submitted. We'll go ahead and get right into kind of the more commonly asked questions. And also, I am filming today's podcast for the very first time. I wanted to kind of do more video sessions of me on screen if you're interested, if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to the podcast. Both will be a thing I want to start doing, so let me know what you think about the video format. But anyways, let's go right into the questions. All right, so I have my questions here. First question is, how do you manifest on a daily basis? Is it actually effective? Is it beneficial to your mental being? So I would say on a daily basis, I do manifest. I think that it helps to have kind of like a vision board and identity statements and habits that you can look at and kind of implement on a daily basis. So for example, one of my manifestations is to become a writer. I actually want to publish a book one day. And so that's kind of like the statement, like, I am a writer. I am going to be a published writer. I'm going to have a New York's bestseller book. So that's kind of the identity statements around that goal, that vision. And then manifesting that would mean knowing it's going to happen, one, and also doing things to make it happen. So it's one thing to think it and believe it. Now, manifesting also means following up with actions. So then I will basically break it down on a daily basis, different habits that I can do that will support that. And that's manifesting on a daily basis. So for me, that means waking up at 5 a.m. every morning and getting off of my phone, journaling and reading for an hour. And sometimes it starts at like 5:30 to 6, but between the hours of 5 and 6, that is the time for me to focus on just writing and absolutely nothing else. It's something that I don't make excuses for myself, because I want it that bad. So that is a habit that I implement to manifest on a daily basis for that vision. And then I have other goals and manifestations as well that I will find ways to implement within my daily routines. But that's just an example. And I believe it's really effective because it gives me the confidence that I am doing what it takes to do that. It's not something that I really doubt, because in order for me to get there, it takes doing things constantly. What you do constantly leads to success. And whatever it may be, it could be your health and wellness, it could be your mental well-being, it could be your diet, it could be if you want to exercise more, if you want to be more fit, if you want to just be better at anything or feel like you are improving in areas of your life to become the person you want to be. And that is by starting by living like that person. Whatever you want to be, just be it and do the things that allow you to live in that way. And it means changes, it means discipline, but I think it's also really beneficial to my well-being, because when you feel like what you're doing isn't serving a purpose and you're not building your confidence in the things that you're doing and who you are, that's when you get into cycles of self-doubt and depression and anxiety. And I do have moments of anxiety, and I have had a history of depression in the past. So for me, it's really distinguishing when I'm feeling like a wave of a certain emotion, acknowledging it, and then recognizing whether it's true. It's so important to focus on loving and honoring myself, and I have a choice in the way that I perceive certain situations. And that same situation can be completely seen as something different by someone else, but that's out of my control. But what's within my control is that I can be confident about my own space and my own actions and my own thinking. Because everything starts with a thought. Literally everything. Whether it's this video you're watching right now, whether it's this microphone, whether it's Jasper, or, you know, everything starts with a thought. And what all that you do in your life starts with a thought. But if you are constantly in a cycle of negative thinking, you create a negative reality. If I say, well, I'm not good enough to make that video today, or like, I really don't think I have what it takes to become an author, I won't take steps in that direction. And instantly I'm like, oh, like, I want to, but I can't. That's it. So instead I'll go, I want to be an author. I am going to be an author. And this is what an author would do. And that means waking up earlier. It means writing for, you know, at least an hour a day and getting excited about it, because it's what I'm passionate about. So make sure your manifestations are things that you actually want, because deciding what you want, even at times when it may feel hard, you remind yourself why. So whatever it is you're doing, the what, the actions, remind yourself why. So that way when waking up at 5 a.m., I'm like, what I'm doing right now, I may feel tired, I may be sleepy, I may want an extra hour or two of sleep, but I go, wait a second, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I really want to be a writer. I have what it takes, and that's what I want my life to be about. I want to write and so many other things, but that's just an example. I want to kind of reiterate to explain kind of my thought process around manifesting. And it is a great way to improve your mental health, because you have a purpose. And when you are faced with challenges and decisions in your life, you can go back to, does this support the life that I want? Does this support the person that I want to be? So that way, when you decide based on that, that decision is supported, it's firm, and you're confident, because it's supporting what you know you deserve. And that includes, you know, the people you surround yourself with, the way that you're treated, the way that you treat other people, what impact you have on the world and the people around you, but also what you deserve at the end of the day. This is your life. Don't you think that all the dreams that you have are worth making true? You have all that it takes within you. It's just making that decision, figuring out what habits can support that. And you will feel like driven and excited to be creating a life with the best version of yourself in mind, and taking care of yourself and loving yourself and being confident, because you're doing all that it takes to make those dreams come true. And no one said it's easy. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Because you won't be living for other people's approval. You won't be just going through the motions. What you're creating is meaning in your life. And I think that is so beneficial to your mental being. So next question is from Life of Shania. And she asks, how many hours of sleep do you get a night? So I actually get a full 8 hours of sleep, and I wake up at 5 a.m. every day. This is something that I've been doing for a couple months now. Obviously, that there are days and like on the weekends I won't do this, but for the most part, Monday through Friday, like 95% of the time, this is my daily routine. Before, like this has been a thing for the past year. Before though, I would just sleep in till like 9 to like 10 or 11 and go to bed at like 2 or 3 and just be tired constantly and feel like I wasn't really getting anything done, waking up tired, going to sleep just like wired. And honestly, it's because I was taking Adderall. I took Adderall for about 2 years and it led to major burnout and depression and the most anxiety I've ever felt in my life. I thought that I was getting so much done and because of that I would feel accomplished, but in reality I was just thinking about how I wasn't doing enough and I wasn't treating myself with the love that I deserve and the patience, and I just wasn't happy. And I realized that I needed to make a change, so I actually stopped taking Adderall and made adjustments to my sleep schedule, and the 8 hours have done me so much justice. I feel like it's affected the way that I treat others, I treat myself, the way I look at myself, my confidence. I feel overall just more healthy. I feel just like less brain fog throughout the day. And I'm doing a lot more of the things that I actually enjoy doing without the pressures of, is this enough? Am I enough? It's something that definitely takes effort and time to correct these kind of cycles of thinking. But yeah, definitely sleep is so important, guys. Having enough sleep, it's something we've been told, but it's like, yeah, sure, but I can definitely say having enough sleep, 8 hours, is life-changing. All right, next question is from Melissa Dugan, and she asks, do you regret any of your tattoos? Thinking about getting one, but don't want to regret it. I'm gonna get real with you guys about this. So most of my tattoos are actually matching tattoos with a friend that I no longer talk to. But I don't regret it at all. I think that the tattoos I have a lot of meaning and hold a special place in my heart for the person I was at the time when I got them. And I always made sure to have meaning behind my tattoos. My first one is a moon, which obviously means a lot to me, with like Moroccan moon. And I've always felt like connected to the moon. It's kind of something hard to explain, but I do like believe in astrology and that we're all connected by some sort of like higher being. And I do believe that like the moon affects the tides. I think the moon affects us a lot as human beings. And I think that it's just a beautiful concept, that it's a constant within civilizations and all over, you know, the world, that we're all connected by the moon. But it was a matching tattoo with my best friend for a very, very long time. So when I look at it, I mean, obviously I think about a lot of things, but I don't regret at all getting it. And I have other tattoos as well. Most of them are matching tattoos, but they hold a special meaning, like I said, and I just don't see the point of regretting them at all. I think that they're beautiful, they have beautiful meanings, and I give it the power of whatever I want it to mean and whatever impact it has on me, and I choose for it to stay meaningful in a positive way. I think they're beautiful tattoos. I really do. Another one, for instance, is my mom's handwriting on my wrist here. It's her graduation card to me, and it says love you always, and I love it how it's just right on my wrist here so I can constantly see it. And then I also have the word resilience on my ribcage, and that's a very special word to me. Resilience just meaning the ability to bounce back, to overcome challenges in life and come back stronger. It's a constant theme in my life that I remind myself when I feel, you know, times are a little bit more challenging, that it is something I can overcome and I will continue to overcome. And I also have a wave on my foot, which I got in Hawaii. I love the ocean. I feel the most myself and like alive when I'm by the water. And I got that tattoo when I was 19, so that one's super meaningful to me. It's also a matching tattoo. And I just have no regrets at all. I think that if it's something meaningful to you, that you find yourself feeling like it represents something that means a lot to you, and it's your body at the end of the day. You have the decisions to make whatever choices you want to make, whether it's how you express yourself, whether it's you know, where you do it, when you do it, who you do it with. I think that's totally up to you, and if you think you're gonna regret it, then don't do it. But I never thought I would regret it, and I don't regret it. So I think that it's definitely worth something thinking about, because it will be on your body for the rest of your life unless you decide to remove it. So definitely can understand kind of the hesitation, no doubt. But I personally don't regret any of mine. So that's kind of my perspective on it. All right, last question is from Lee Lenny, and she asks, sounds silly, I want to start doing daily affirmations, but having a hard time coming up with them. It doesn't sound silly at all. This is actually something that I was struggling with for a while. I do the 5-minute journal every day. It's actually right behind me. I've been doing it since, here, let me flip back. Like, all these pages are filled back to the beginning of July. And on our Instagram account at The Daily Divine Feminine, I do daily affirmations. And this honestly started because I had a hard time coming up with them. I felt like I was constantly Googling it, and it would take me like 15 minutes to find one or two, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of 5-minute journaling. So what I did is I just sat down and I came up with a whole bunch based off of different things I read, whether it was books or on Pinterest or just kind of quotes, and coming up with affirmations that really resonated with the habits and the manifestations that I want in my life, and feeling like these will genuinely help me when I find myself maybe having self-doubt. And then I actually started posting it for you guys as well to use if you want to start using affirmations. I just kind of sit down now once a week on Sunday, and I just make all of those daily affirmations for you guys and have them scheduled to post every morning. So if you're having a hard time, totally understand. It's not always easy just to come up with it out of thin air. So I've kind of helped you out with a little bit of suggestions around those. If you want to use those, I will be so happy to help you in that way. They're there for that reason. So yeah. All right, guys, well, thank you for listening to today's episode, or watching if you're watching right now. I will be sure to continue doing these Q&A Thursdays. Feel free to submit your questions on our Instagram at The Daily Divine Feminine, as well as my personal Instagram. And it would mean a ton to me if you could leave a review and follow me on whatever you're streaming this currently on. It would mean a lot to know that this is helping you in any way. Also, suggestions are greatly appreciated if you want to comment or message me. I definitely take those into huge consideration. I just want to be able to help you in your journey of healing and growth and self-love. So yeah, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm gonna go ahead and leave you with some affirmations. I am on the right path and know that everything is working out in my favor. I accept what is in my control and release what isn't. I can feel I am attracting a new beginning in my life.